Welcome, friends. Broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, 6 million miles above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your warp to Cerulean by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a dusty 365 bazillion degrees centigrade height.
Because Kelvin is not degrees, it's just 600 Kelvin. We learned that today.
But it still keeps us in flooded statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Michael and James? Can you feel it?
Feeling
my teeth are vibrating. I can feel it so much. It's great.
The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. Yes, what did we learn today, Michael?
Not much. Oh, yeah. Kelvin is not measured in degrees. It's just Kelvin. You're a Kelvinist, right? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me about your teeth rattling, and would this be a good time to discuss our new sponsor?
Who, Kratom?
Yeah, Kratom Vibrators.
Yeah. Smoking some Kratom. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, I was wrong. I said on the show last night that the meme that I saw for don't commit gray goo and make sure that you have the proper cutoff codes put into the nanobots you release into the environment. I said that it looked like one of those red and black and white safety signs that you'd see. I meant to say in a factory, but I said in an office, and no one corrected me. We also have a new name. Braden has a last name now. It's no longer X. It's Jasmine, because he sounds like an old jazz man. So he's Braden Jasmine. Jasmine. That's it. That's
like it, and the I'm plant. Sticking to it.
Yeah, like the plant. He's not a cool plant, though. He's legit. Yeah.
We stroke head to tail. Don't feed the trolls. Always stroke head to tail.
Always stroke head to tail.
Yeah, okay.
What in the happy Halloween is going on there?
For educational purposes only.
Who was that? Is that James?
Always stroke head to tail.
Oh, please, do give me more of your unsolicited advice. Yep. Allegedly.
We can do a whole show like this. Do you want to try? I think in the second segment, I think we should try to do a whole short segment.
A segment just, like just
the
just
app. With,
That could be a segment.
Yeah.
So, do I have to do live reads of mine?
No. Oh, you don't have the. You don't have it? You don't have the app, Lou?
I have it somewhere. It's on my phone.
What do you think of Barack Obama? What do you think of Barack Obama, guys?
I think
I got to get my app out.
I think he's the proto Trump. I think he's a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yeah, this is the third. This is the third.
Donald Trump is a liar, a socialist, and his toupee stinks.
Yeah.
Can you say that on radio?
I just did.
Tonight's show is called "The Freedom Fiends Are the Winchester Mystery House of Talk Radio." Do you guys know about the Winchester Mystery House, James?
No, you're gonna have to tell me about it.
Lou knows about it, right, Lou?
The what?
The Winchester Mystery House. It's a
but probably not.
It's a house in Northern California that has like 165 rooms. It was built in the early 1900s, I believe. I could be wrong on all that, but it's built by the widow of the guy who invented Winchester rifles. She was crazy, and she believed that the ghosts of everyone ever shot by a Winchester rifle would haunt her for the rest of her life unless she kept building rooms onto this house. So she had construction crews working every day for decades. And this house has like rooms that, you know, like staircases that go to nowhere and rooms that have
it's
no
not
windows.
Cheating if you sleep with a ghost.
Basically,
is she a government?
Nice. No, no. You should check it out, though. But it's, you know, it's a good... I like to use that as an analogy for confusing but interesting things that end in weird places and never really end at the same time. Have you guys seen that? Oh, what are you eating there, Lou? What are you eating?
Popcorn.
Yeah? Do you guys have the Narc spam? I sent you this last week. You still have this? I can send it to you right now.
Probably in my email somewhere.
I'll just send it right now again. Did you guys see that thing about there was some college where they put up flyers saying that if anyone was an anarcho-capitalist, you should turn them in to the school because they're probably fascists?
Oh, yeah, we did cover that in the very last segment a little bit. We covered it a little bit.
Yeah, that's all I got. Nothing else.
Oh, yeah, because everybody to the right of Karl Marx is an anarcho-capitalist, alt-right fascist.
See, I really don't know if that flyer is even legit. You see a lot of flyers that are completely not legit that get put out that are
it's an easy fake news to generate because it would cost you like under $5 to make enough flyers to hang around a college to end up in Reason magazine, and then you would just send it to take a picture of it and send it to Reason yourself,
and then boom, you got fake news.
Yep. There ought to be a law.
Too legit to quit.
But actually, a lot of that flyer was just ripped off the SPLC or what was it? ACL? No.
SPLC. Policy Lie Center.
Their hate symbol list and stuff like that was most of that. And then there was just a bunch of nonsense on there, too.
The hate symbol list was legit, but then they also included anarcho-capitalists, although the SPLC does have a section on anarcho-capitalists and how they're scary anti-government people. I'm not scared.
There's a new hate symbol, apparently. According to Sarah Silverman, drawing stuff on the road to mark where you're going to do work, that's swastikas.
She's literally worse than Hitler, Sarah Silverman, I believe it.
Yeah. She's funny.
Definitely a double defense post.
Did you guys hear that toll collectors are now at toll collecting booths, if you don't pay the tolls, they're now chasing you down some places in New York and New Jersey, police force, Port Authority, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, you
see that in New York or New Jersey, and it has nothing to do with any laws or regulations. They're just crazy out there.
Yeah. James?
They're lunatics.
You know what's really crazy? Is looking at, you just sent out that no piracy ad that Facebook has up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was that no piracy organization there.
Well, say what it is.
It's an ad on Facebook and probably other places trying to get you to report unlicensed business software.
They should just pay you 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, and then you apparently get a cash reward every time you file a report or
allegedly,
yeah.
So is it 20 pieces of silver or 30?
It's probably 30. I'm pretty sure it's 30.
You quote it all the time.
30 pieces of silver. Blue.
Jesus was 30 pieces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I cannot confirm this, but the word around the campfire, the digital campfire at that, is that this organization doesn't actually really pay out very well. They're kind of how could I put it? They're bigger scammers than the so-called pirates. That's what I've heard. So, allegedly.
Where would you hear that? Who do you know that tried? Did you try it out? No. Did you turn someone in for piracy, Lou?
Yeah, I turned in government agents for using BIPCOTted stuff.
Oh, we should start doing that, man. We should find government agents that review BIPCOT stuff and turn them into that agency. You know that agency, that anti-piracy conglomerate of a bunch of corporations. I think it's Microsoft and Apple and Hollywood run that agency.
Probably.
They actually got in trouble for without permission, using other people's copyrighted images in their ads.
That's what I was going to bring up.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, they were using some picture in one of their ads that was a copyright, and the artist or whatever that took, a photographer, sued him for it.
Yep, nice.
So an anti-piracy organization was pirating images to use in their ads. It was great.
That's one time that I truly
approve of. You have to tell me if you're a cop.
IP.
Yeah.
It really shows how much they really care about IP. They really don't. It's just about they want their money.
Yeah.
They just want their money.
It is covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
I like this section best. The libertarian pickup lines.
Thanks, sugar. Your Bitcoin's on the nightstand.
Oh, that's filthy. Wait, where's the other one? Can you say that on radio? Yeah, I don't know.
Can you say that on radio?
Federal Reserve notes. Did you just assume my tender?
Oh, God.
You can't say...
Can you say that on radio? Can you say that on radio? I'm not kidding.
We're going to build a brick wall limiter and we're going to make this.
Wait, do that one again. Hold it up right on the mic. It's not loud enough. Do it again.
I'm not Keynesian around. I really want to free Rothbard your Mises.
That was funny.
Want to go back to my place and watch Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom?
Works for the state.
Is there a problem with your donut, officer?
What are you doing tonight? You want to go cop blocking?
I think, James, I think you like this app more than anybody.
It's great. It's
great. Tell us more about it. What do you think about it? Well, I'm going to look up the stats. Well, as long as we're doing internet on the radio, I'm going to see how many downloads it has. So tell me about it.
This app is so fun. Just to have just a little soundboard.
Thanks, sugar. Your Bitcoin's on the nightstand.
For you can do any conversation you're in, you can just pull this out and just start putting it on. It's great.
Oh, and it has 91 current installs, which is our second most popular app. Freedom Fiends app has 319. Find GG Allen's Grave only has 19. It's had 80 installs, but only has 21 left, actually.
Well, there's way more. There needs to be way more people.
Go to GT Allen's Grave.
Allow me to direct you to the complaint department.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Back.
Does this app make me look fat?
Failure to fully read the manual may result in injury or death.
I value your input.
Not a guarantee.
Someone said that one sounds like a rattlesnake. It's my cat.
You recorded your cat, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, Bob the cat is my cat now, and Charlie is a cat that is passed on to the great mouse field in the sky.
What the Halloween are you talking about?
It's not cheating if you sleep with a ghost.
Ask an adult.
Allegedly.
Ask an adult before.
Allegedly.
Ask an adult before. Kind of party, I'm just going to take off my clothes and dance on national television.
Hey,
I don't
baby,
believe
let's
it.
Go back to my place and violate the non-aggression principle on each other.
That one's corrupt.
May result in state beatings and or incarceration.
My bed is covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
It's not cheating if you sleep with a ghost. Thank you for your service.
Why don't you come into my Bitcoin mine and get comfortable?
Yeah.
Where's that one under?
Small creepy group laughing. It's on fun too.
Sure.
You're in it. It's just all of us laughing like mixed together.
And I get the last laugh.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway, Michael, I sent you that video that I was telling you about, the Rick Astley Nirvana.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, that's what all the alt-right people need to just download this app just so every time they're doing anything, they can just go like this. Then they can just never wear out their...
Or they could learn a new word, maybe?
Colloidal uranium enemas to keep away the new world order.
Cuck. Thank you for your service.
You're triggering me.
But without government, who will read the essays with no paragraph breaks that I leave in Facebook comments?
You know,
I'm
going to give some news you can use right now and tell people how to add paragraph breaks in the Facebook comments, rants they leave. You just hit shift and enter at the same time. Because if you hit enter, like you'd hit in a word processing document, you know, to get another paragraph, it posts what you're writing. But on Facebook and a few other places, YouTube, usually any place that you hit enter to post, if you hit shift, hold down shift and then hit enter, you'll get a paragraph break. So this episode is already, because of that, been more useful than most things on talk radio. So I'm going to go back to...
That was a terrible idea with glorious execution.
Oh no, there's
you're triggering me.
Thanks, sugar. Your Bitcoin's on the nightstand.
Bark for the state.
Bark for the state. Bark for the state.
Just heard.
Bark for the state, you worms.
Bark for the state.
Just heard to be funny on command. Come back with a warrant.
Please do give me more of your unsolicited advice.
Come back with a warrant. Worms.
Are you adding new recordings to the app, Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to record our new upcoming hosts when they debut on the show. Valeska El Raptor and... Not Cody Wilson. I almost said Cody Wilson.
Seamus.
Yeah, some other Irishman. Some other drunken Irishman. Not Cody Wilson. Seamus McKellen. No, what's his name?
Aren't you a recovered drunken Irishman?
Yeah, I was until I heard about Kratom.
Well, actually, you're a recovering drunken Englishman. You're not Irish, are you?
I'm English and Irish. I'm at war with myself constantly.
The Russians did it.
Yes, they did.
How'd you get Melania to do one?
Melania. DJ doing Melania. Wait, phrasing.
Thanks, Obama.
Let's go wind up without a context, fiends.
Thanks, Trump.
Thanks, Trump.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
What the happy Halloween are you talking about, James? This is the Freedom Fiends and Death by a Thousand Drops. So anyway, all right. So we're gonna get off of the little sound bites for at least a couple minutes. Michael went to I'm not sure what he's doing. I think he's injecting Narcan to get
Fiend
the
phone. Kratom Fiend out phone. Of himself.
But oh, he's back. Great. What? Huh?
So we got a new website.
How you were in shape?
What?
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
Do tell.
Go ahead. Over. No, over.
I thought you were injecting Narcan to come off of your Kratom hot.
That probably worked, but I don't take Kratom. That's my cousin. I mean, he's not here today. I just watched this thing that you said the cop got injured by the booby trap. At the end of this, the cop says that there's no law on the books. That's okay. This will work. It's the end of the story, but it'll still work. He says there's no law on the books against booby traps. After this cop got injured going where he shouldn't be, there's no law against booby traps, and that defies gravity. The cop actually said that. I think he means defies logic, but I don't know. I think we should play it. I'll hook it up and we'll play it.
Well, he probably wasn't thinking straight.
Go ahead and introduce it, James.
Because he had nails sticking out of him.
Yeah.
Well, there was Wyoming, Michigan.
I thought it was Wyoming,
Michigan.
Yeah, I didn't know there was such a place. Actually, I do because isn't that where... No, Wyoming, Minnesota is where I used to order my vape from. The vape room. The plume room. A really good vape company. Yeah. They're in Wyoming, Minnesota. Yeah,
Wyoming, Michigan is on the western side of the state, and that's the religious right over on the west part. So on the left part of the state is the religious right.
And it's the right side of the state, the immoral left?
Pretty much, at least to the Christian Taliban over on the west side, it is.
Yeah. They are that over there.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
What kind of place has legislation that doesn't allow strip clubs? I mean, come on.
Squares.
Come on, left side of Michigan.
Interestingly, we got the latest tonight. Wyoming police officer was injured after falling on a bed of nails. Ooh. Officer was hurt Sunday night at a marijuana grow operation on Clay Avenue in Wyoming. The officer jumped a fence and landed on a homemade trap meant to keep thieves out. WZZM 13's John Hogan, he has more from the Information Center. John.
Well, police in Kent County have made nearly 100 raids of illegal marijuana grow operations in the last year or so. On several occasions, they learn about the operations after a break-in.
So wait, is pot legal there?
Medical marijuana is legal.
But they raid them if they have too many plants or what?
Well, they raid them to find out if they have too many plants.
Yeah, they have to raid them to find out what's in it.
Yeah, they have to, exactly.
They have to raid the bill to see what's in it.
All right. Yeah.
Square. That's square, man. Cops are so square.
Yeah, all right, they are square.
That's what happened on Sunday. This time, it was different.
He had three of these things go into his foot. One in one heel and two in the other foot.
An alarm sounded at the marijuana grow operation on Clay Avenue near 54th Street. Two men fled but were soon arrested. One dropped a handgun. Police returned to the building to finish the investigation.
An alarm brings us to that location when it's tripped. And for some reason, the moron that put it down there didn't quite make that connection.
Officer Dustin Cook scaled a fence to reach a shattered window where the pair got inside. A 4x8 foot sheet of plywood fitted with 3-inch decking screws greeted him on the other side. As of now, the marijuana grower is only facing potential charges of having too many plants.
Come on, man. Like, where's the victim? If pot's legal for medical use, and you're providing medicine... I had to interject here. If you're providing medicine for sick people that need it, but you can't help too many sick people, or you're committing a crime and cops have to end up in the hospital finding that out, doesn't make sense. And I also like that they talk about how this kind of activity, making medicine, attracts crime, they'll say later. It only attracts crime because it's illegal. If this stuff wasn't illegal.
It attracts breaking and entering, like the idiot that stepped on the nails.
The homeboy. Oh, the cop, yeah.
The cop, yeah.
The cop that came in after the homeboy. They were idiots, too.
Mm-hmm. I hope he gets well soon, because his Nuremberg trial shouldn't be delayed too long.
I know. The guys, they showed a picture of the two guys that broke in. They looked dumber than a roofing nail. Okay, here we go.
Marijuana grow operations, Chief James Carmody says, are a magnet for crime.
When you look, obviously they're a target, not of us.
Yeah, they are. You're raiding them. Wait, what
happened? Obviously, they're a target, not of us, because that's to protect them from what is drawn to that business, and that's the illegal activity.
Tyquan Hassel and Andre Sims are...
Tyquan Hassel. Come on. That's got to be made up.
Charged with breaking and entering a 10-year felony. Hassel is also charged with carrying a handgun with laser sights. Carmody says there is no law...
Wait, that's a separate law.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. What does the laser light have to do with it? I didn't think laser lights on handguns were...
In Wyoming, you could conceal carry a AK-47 pistol with laser sights without a permit, legally. All right.
On the books, regulating booby traps like the one encountered by Officer Cook.
Wait, why does he keep buffering? Stop buffering. Stop playing.
Hit your buff dump.
No, it's the video.
We have warnings on mice traps. They change that so people don't mess with them and that. But this is something we don't have a law on the books on. It just kind of defies gravity as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Carmody says the officer has a long road to recovery. The biggest concern, he says, is the risk of infection.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be breaking it. So McKellips. Then, that's what I think.
So, yeah. In this
booby
story.
Traps. Wait, boobies? Booby
traps? Can you say that on radio?
It's a booby trap.
Yeah.
Oh, so the thing that's really so these two people apparently they went to go break in, right? And then the police show up and they run away.
Break in again.
And then the police come back and they see the window that they tried to break in at. And try and break in again.
Tyquan Hassel and his smart accomplice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that's... So these people didn't jump through the window. They were smart enough to look and see, hey, there's a bed of nails down there. Let's not just go jump through this window. But this cop... that's what I think a lot of people are... this news article seemed to forget about there. That these two criminals were smarter than the cop to not just go jump through a window and land on a bed of nails.
But wait.
Dumber than a roofing nail.
The cops called the criminals morons. Well, the morons didn't get stuck by the nails, but
exactly.
I think the cops do things that normal people wouldn't do when they're doing the things people normally wouldn't do, like breaking enterings. I think cops do it with a reckless disregard for their safety, like jumping in to make sure without looking first to see if there's a bed of nails. I imagine that cops imagine that they're in a movie. Like I think they hear a soundtrack when they're jumping in windows and stuff.
They probably do. They probably do. Yeah. They think they're in some kind of action movie. Yeah. That defies gravity. You look before you jump. I mean, come on. This is not rocket surgery here. Look before you go jumping through a window.
Okay, warnings on mice traps. Mice traps. This guy can't even speak. He called mouse traps mice traps, and he said it defies gravity when he meant it defies logic.
Well, I mean, they don't hire smart people to.
Oh, that's a fact. Police? Lou, didn't you bring that up a couple of years ago about how? What was that story about? They were turning down cops.
There was a case out in Connecticut and went to, I believe, possibly the Supreme Court of the United States of America, so the SCOTUS, and it was determined that...
You can't say that on radio.
I didn't say scratch my SCOTUS. Anyway, the court that had reviewed the case determined that, yes, a police agency may discriminate against applicants who have high IQs, and the rationale was that they won't just follow orders, they might actually think about, I mean, they might get bored with doing the mundane police work that goes along with the job.
Yes, yeah. They might actually use logic and think, hey, maybe I shouldn't jump through a window.
No, they'll get bored with it and they'll move on to other work, whereas they want somebody who's just smart enough to pass a test, but dumb enough to keep going back.
Just smart enough to find the place they're supposed to break into, but not smart enough to not jump on the nails. They have to be able to read the, or remember that. Find the address.
They have to be able to read the warning label on mice traps.
Mice traps. Yeah, I could build a better one. Build a better one, and build a better mice trap, and the cops will beat down your door and fall on a bed of nails.
Is there a problem with your donut, officer?
Oh man, we're going there again. So I have a new website. It's actually an old website. It's creamyradioaudio.com, but I've improved it. I basically boiled down everything I know about audio to be like two pages, and they're both linked on one page, and it's always going to be the front page of creamyradioaudio.com. So from now on, when people's audio suck, just post, you know, the link, creamyradioaudio.com, and the image that'll come up will say bad audio is a hate crime, and everything they need to know is on that page to sound as creamy as we do. Kratom not included.
Nice.
Yeah,
we've got a whole website.
Yep, it's a whole website, but you really only need the first page. But you know,
can you say that on radio?
If you want to dig deeper, there's more than just that one page.
Not a guarantee.
Electrical devices allowed. No electrical devices allowed.
Yeah.
So everyone should download that app. That's what I really want to.
Yeah.
Right now, whatever you're doing.
It's covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
As long as you're not.
It's used and reused by anyone except governments and government agents.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect thing to just cover everything with a BIPCOT license.
Well, you can also get the BIPCOT surgical mask that we sell, and then everything you say is covered by the BIPCOT no government license.
We could wear a flag like a cape.
Picture it didn't happen, and by the pictures I saw, I think it didn't happen.
Oh, come on.
BIPCOT, you grow operation in Wyoming, Michigan.
Tell your friend to, tell your friend to.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Freedom Fiends, and we are back. So, we're going back to that story about the guy out in Western Michigan, Wyoming, Michigan, the officer who decides, was he there like investigating a prowler, or was he there to steal plants?
No, he was there investigating an alarm going off and saw two people running away. Once the police went and apprehended the two people, then they came back to investigate the alarm, which seemed like apparently a good idea to just jump through this window before looking, unlike the two people that the police chased away.
God, what if only there was like an old adage or something like that, like look before you leap.
if only that was there.
Speaking of leap, law enforcement against prohibition. Yeah. Hey.
Maybe if they leaped before they looked, they would have they would have realized that breaking into this medical marijuana grow op was a bad idea.
Or maybe they should look for new jobs before they leap into something dangerous like this. I do want to do the cop was wrong segment, because one of the cops in the interview, I don't know who it was, because I was listening and not watching the video. He said that these operations are a target for criminals. Well, yes and no. The only reason that these types of operations are a target for criminals is because of prohibition. Because, once again, prohibition creates the illicit markets, which make this stuff extremely expensive. If it wasn't for that, they would be a target about as much as a lettuce farm is a target.
Yeah,
because the cops have to do it. That's one of the things. Everybody takes a look look at the current state of the drug situation, you look at, I mean, there's some really nasty stuff out there. You know, I the stuff that's being mixed together is just, it's unbelievable. It's extremely dangerous. I can't believe that people actually use this stuff. But people take a look at that and say, well, see, that's what you get out of drugs. And they just can't understand that the current state of affairs is the result of all these interventions of prohibition that brought us to where we are today. And without prohibition and without all these interventions, none of these problems would even exist.
Yep. So yeah, you wouldn't have, if it was as legal as tomatoes, you'd see it grown like tomatoes just out in a field. You wouldn't have to have it locked up and booby-trapped.
Yeah, and like I said, people talk about, well, there's all this stuff in these things. Well, when you look at prohibition of alcohol, that's when you had bathtub gin, and people were just throwing this stuff together, and the government was poisoning the alcohol supplies. And
that's one thing that I think a lot of people forget about alcohol prohibition. The most dangerous part about it was what government did to try and stop people from drinking.
Yeah.
Which was literally poison people.
Yeah, literally poison people and killed them. And when you look at what they were doing in the 70s and 80s with spraying the marijuana with Paraquat and some other crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only result that you get out of that is sick or dead. So what exactly were they trying to do? Kill people to save them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were trying, they want to scare people away from doing things that they don't want you to do by killing them, making them sick. Because apparently that's what government does.
Yeah. So ultimately the penalty for disobedience is death.
That's true. That's ultimately what it is. Whether they shoot you or they poison your stuff, they want you dead.
Yep. And with as was mentioned in the story, there's not a law against setting booby traps. But here's something that's really interesting. And this story is from December 14th of 2016. This comes from the freethoughtproject.com. Precedent set. Man found not guilty for shooting three cops during no-knock raid.
So who ruled that was that just they were not convicted, or was there a ruling that he did nothing wrong?
Ray Rosas is a free man tonight after a jury of his peers found him not guilty of shooting three Corpus Christi police officers. Now, there's another story, and this goes back to, this was February 11th of 2015, and there's a guy in Mississippi who police did a no-knock raid. It looks like the grand jury failed to acquit him. They refused
to come back with a warrant.
They failed to indict.
Good.
So there's actually a lot of these stories coming out where people are being acquitted or not indicted for killing cops in no-knock raids.
Good. Because they need
to. The American public has had enough.
Come back with a warrant. Come back with a warrant.
Come back with a note from your coworker, you government goon.
Come back with a warrant. Come back with a warrant. Come back with a warrant.
You're special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today. Because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Through the Liberty Libertarian Reeducation Centers, high orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite Blue Pair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. And welcome back, and this is Lou. I'm joined by James, and we're discussing all sorts of fun stuff tonight. And now we're going into something that James found, and since we're both in Michigan, and this probably applies a little bit more to you than me, what are your rights if border agents want to search your phone? And you came up with this, so what are your rights? What's the news that we can use here?
Well, we got this article here from the New York Times that's pretty much a story about a guy who went to go travel. Now, I do live pretty close to the Canadian border. I haven't been stopped by any Border Patrol agents. They can patrol within... I actually believe that, from my understanding, is their jurisdiction pretty much covers the entire state of Michigan, though, because of how close it is to the border.
Yeah, because it's a 100-mile range, I think it is.
Yeah, from the border, so they loop it all the way around the entire state of Michigan, because everywhere is 100 miles from the border, apparently. Yeah. But let's see here. This is a story. I'm not sure if I'm probably going to butcher this guy's name. Hassam El-Shiraki, I think. I probably butchered that name. But he was about to travel from Los Angeles to Saudi Arabia last week when he says he was stopped at the airport, questioned, handcuffed, questioned some more, and then released without charges 3 hours after his flight had departed. Mr. El-Shiraki... as an American citizen,
he said... El-Shiraki. Yeah.
Okay, El-Shiraki.
Just like it's spelled.
I don't know. I said I was going to butcher his name.
That you did.
I'm sorry.
I may have also.
We probably all did.
He'll get over it. According to this article, this is probably the least of his worries.
Yeah. Go ahead, continue. Yeah. Us saying his name right on the radio is definitely the least of his worries. All right. So he said in an interview on Monday that officers from the United States Customs and Border Protection repeatedly pressured him to unlock his cell phone so they could scroll through his contacts, photos, apps, and social media accounts. He said they threatened to seize the phone if he did not comply. I travel all the time and I was never asked to unlock my phone, said El-Shiraki, an electronic salesman from Anaheim, California. I have personal photos there, which I think is normal for everyone. It's my right. It's my phone, end quote. Eventually, he relented, and a Homeland Security agent looked through his phone for about 15 minutes, he said. A NASA scientist, I'm probably going to butcher this name too, Sid Bikanavar, said he had a similar experience to El-Shiraki in January, when he was detained at the Houston airport until he handed over a NASA-issued phone for inspection, he told The Verge. Before you travel, here's some information on what border agents can and cannot do, along with recommendations from lawyers. Border agents have a broad authority to search. American border agents have the legal authority to conduct searches at United States border that a police officer on the street wouldn't. Laws created that allow agents to search bags without judges' approval for purposes of immigration or security compliance have been extended to digital devices. But activists say inspecting digital devices is far more intrusive than inspecting a suitcase. They noted that the device can contain not just personal photos and messages, but also compromise anyone else the owner may have communicated with. Quote from Nathan Fried Wessler, who's a staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, before government agents should be able to go rifling through that trove of private data, they should have a very good reason based on individualized suspicion of illegal activity. People's most private details of their life will be made bare without justification, end quote. The policies that give border agents the latitude to search and or seize devices were used under the Obama administration to much criticism. There's no available data to suggest that they are happening more under the administration of President Trump. Although activists say that they have anecdotally
heard of more. Yep. We're only a month into this administration, it's going to be kind of hard to measure that. Anyway.
The data is not available yet, but activists are saying they have anecdotally heard of more reports. But we are only a month into his administration, so we're not going to have the data on how much this has stepped up since Trump administration so far.
Based upon what I've seen of Trump and his love for the police state and stop and frisk, the drug war, civil asset forfeiture, I would not be surprised if it was happening with a much higher frequency.
Mm-hmm. Well, a custom agency spokesman said that the agency could not comment on individual cases, but said agents had expected 4,444 cell phones and 320 other electronic devices in 2015, amounting to 0.0012% of the 383 million arrivals. Figures on 2016 and 2017 were not yet available. Can agents force you to unlock your phone or laptop? No, but they can ask you to comply voluntarily and make the experience rather uncomfortable if you resist. Travelers must decide how much trouble they're willing to put up with. You may end up losing your device, since agents could seize the device for weeks before it's returned. They could also copy the data. That data must be destroyed as... It's not going to be destroyed. Come on. It's not going to be destroyed. This is... No. Well, it's supposed to be anyway, according to Homeland Security policy. But we all know it's not going to be destroyed. It's going to go into their databases. Come on. All right. Well, travelers have reported that they've been detained for hours and questioned aggressively. Mr. Al-Sharkawi, whose trip included a pilgrimage to Mecca after an 18-hour layover in Istanbul, said his payment for his Turkish Airlines flight was not refunded after he missed it. Travelers who are not citizens could have further problems, especially if they're flying into the United States. Well, so this guy was flying out of the United States, too. That's the weird thing. Why would they care when he's leaving? If they're going to do anything, you'd think re-entry would be the time to go and harass people. But as they're leaving, come on. But they want them to miss their flight. They want them to have an incentive. They want them to have an incentive to
comply.
To submit. Yeah, that's why they're doing this.
Put the ball gag in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to miss their flight. So they're going to be more apt to comply than on re-entry, where they're not trying to catch another flight. They're not in a hurry to catch their flight. Well, all right, back to the article, I suppose. Travelers who are not citizens could have further problems, especially if they're flying into the United States. While citizens are guaranteed re-entry, foreign nationals could be denied re-entry. And the law isn't clear on permanent residence, said Sophia Cope, a staff lawyer for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit organization that defends civil liberties in the digital age. In October, for example, a Canadian journalist on his way to cover the Dakota Access Pipeline protests was denied entry into the United States after he declined to unlock his phone, citing the need to protect his sources. People have to figure out what is their tolerance for risk and what do they want to accomplish, Ms. Cope said. Can agents force you to turn over social media passwords? No. But those who unlock their phones are most likely giving agents full access to their social media accounts, even if they don't tell them their passwords. Since most people remain logged into their accounts on their phones, unlocking the phone would allow officers to sift through private Facebook posts, direct messages on Twitter, and Instagram photos that are set to be accessible to friends only. Mr. Al-Sharkawi did not give the agents his social media password, but when he allowed an officer to look through his phone, he said he commented on his emails and apps. He doesn't know if he looked through his social media accounts, he added. Some activists fear gaining access to social media accounts will become greater focus for border agents. Last week, John F. Kelly, The Homeland Security Secretary said officials were considering a policy that would allow agents to ask refugees and immigrants for their social media login information. The Obama administration considered a similar move, but never put it into effect. While the policy would not apply to citizens, Ms. Cope said, a very small step for them to start doing that to Americans as well. What can you do to prepare? Travel with the least amount of data you need. Hassan Shibli, the chief executive director for the Council on American Islamic Relations Florida, suggested that people buy burner phones that they can discard before entering the airport. Ms. Cope said people should power down their devices before getting into the airport. Encrypt the data they travel with. Wired has a guide to the technical aspects of keeping your data safe. What should you do if it happens to you? It's an individual decision. As a matter of principle, said Robert McCaw, the director of government affairs at CARE, people should not unlock their devices and they should request a lawyer. There's absolutely no reason why the federal government should be asking you for your password to your computer or your social media without a warrant, period, Mr. McCaw said. There's no justification. But some activists said it's understandable why people comply to such demand, depending on what they have to lose by resisting. Mr. Al-Sharkawi, who lives in Anaheim with his wife and three children, said requesting legal assistance appeared to inflame the situation. I opened the doors of all hell when I asked for a lawyer, he said. They just started attacking me verbally. Why do you need a lawyer? Are you a criminal? What are you hiding? After allowing Homeland Security officers to examine his phone, he said, he was immediately released. So, it's kind of crazy. You know, as soon as you, it wasn't about anything but getting him to let him look through his phone, and you know they made a copy of it.
Oh, yeah. I find it really amazing that if you exercise your rights that are supposed to be provided, listed in the Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights, these are supposed to be like the Big Ten, big seven or eight actually. But when you try to exercise these rights, you're a jerk to them.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Hi, have you heard about Bitcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, Bipcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading Bipcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining Bipcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take Bipcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to Bipcoin.org. That's Bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo, India, Papa, Coin.org.
Freedom Fiends. This is Lou, and I'm joined by James. We are nakedly dancing our way through the radio waves tonight. Always James is.
Always.
So the subject in the last segment is talking about going through customs with going through Border Patrol. What are your responsibilities? What are you required to disclose to the goons and all that other stuff? And now we're going to talk about an article from Wired Magazine that actually lets you know how to protect your digital privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, James. You know about these sorts of things.
Okay.
Well, don't use big words because I might be
confused. Here's an article from Wired Magazine, a guide to getting past customs with your digital privacy intact. When Ryan Lecky travels to a country like Russia or China, he takes certain precautions. Instead of his usual gear, the Seattle-based security researcher and founder of stealth security startup brings a locked-down Chromebook and an iPhone SE that's set up to sync with separate non-sensitive Apple account. He wipes both before every trip. He loads only the minimum data he'll need. Lackey goes so far as to keep separate travel sets for each country so that he can forensically analyze the devices when he gets home to check for signs of each country's tampering. Now, Lackey says the countries that have that paranoid approach to travel might not include just Russia or China, but the United States too. It's not for Americans like him. If not for Americans like him, then for anyone with a foreign passport who might come under increasingly draconian and unprecedented scrutiny of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. All of this applies to America more than it has in the past, says Lackey. If I thought I were likely to be tagged, be a targeted person, I would go through the same level of protection. In the week since
now,
President Trump's...
what else
are
you looking for? Is this government snooping or is this industrial espionage? I mean, there's a lot of reasons for this. Or a lot of potential reasons. Does it say?
Yeah, this is about government snooping.
Okay.
Yeah, governments like to snoop on your digital devices. Yeah, in weeks since going back to the article,
they like to snoop around your grow operation too. So how do you put? So how do you put out your bed of nails to keep the Border Patrol out of your phone?
Well, the best way to do that would be to make sure your devices are encrypted and fully encrypt all your devices. It makes it a lot harder for them to get into them. And really, when you're going through airport security, and even if you're just pulled over by the police, all right, power down your cell phone. So it goes back to that encryption screen when they try and start it up. So if the police get a hold of your cell phone, they're not just having to deal with a screen unlock. They're dealing with your encryption key. You know, when you're on your laptop, don't just close the lid and throw it in your bag and go traveling. Power it down so that they're greeted with your encryption key. Always make sure your devices are fully encrypted and power them down when you're at the risk of having them looked at by law enforcement. It's the best way to protect them from getting inside. That's your booby trap. That's your bed of nails.
Okay. All right. I want to go back a little bit. And can you take some questions to a Luddite like me that doesn't really understand all this stuff? Not real familiar with it. Okay.
Sure.
So what are the ways to encrypt? Are you recommending that somebody look at like a commercial application? I know my phone offers encryption for like the SD card and the phone itself.
Well, what type of phone do you have, Lou?
I have a Samsung Galaxy 5.
Yeah, you should the Samsungs, they should offer full encryption of your device where you're going to be able to encrypt all the data right from, it's one of the settings in the Android phones. I believe that the new iPhones actually come encrypted already, is my understanding. I don't know if they changed that. There was something that it was defaulted to always encrypt on the iPhones. The new ones anyway, but I don't use an iPhone, so I'm not quite sure on that. But the with the Androids, you can definitely set it up to encrypt your full device, and that way when you turn it on, you're greeted with a decryption screen to input your encryption passwords to be able to get in there. And make sure you pick a strong password too, so that they can't just, you know, brute force get into the phone very easily. That's a big key. Your security is only as strong as your passwords when it comes to these encryption devices. And something like just I was reading an article about this a while ago, but something like an 11-letter password would take like 20 years for them to get into it just with brute force attack.
Okay, so don't use 8 zeros like the nuclear football.
Yep, don't use that. Don't use 8 zeros.
More encryption when we get back. Dance like nobody's watching. Encrypt like everybody's watching.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Do you want to be able to tell almost anyone, almost anything with only two words? And how about if you could do it without saying a single word? Then you need Not a Guarantee, Wolbert's. The new app that's like Pocket Alibi Lite, in that it's like Pocket Alibi if Pocket Alibi only had 2 words instead of 200 words. Oh yeah, and if it also played the Lulberts podcast. Lulberts, that's our word. Not a guarantee. Lulberts is from Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, the good people who brought you Bipcoin, Fiendphone, and the best-selling app, Find Gigi Allen's Grave. Log on today at https://play.google.com and get the free Bipcot licensed app, not a guarantee, Lulberts. Do it! Do it! Do it till you're satisfied!
Freedom Fiends, and we are back. So you were talking about encryption here, and you were schooling me because I'm not the most knowledgeable. So if I want to get some encryption for my devices, how do I do this? So, and let's start from the basics. I go to my AOL browser. Well, actually, I start up Netscape, and I go to my AOL browser, and then what do?
Then you take your computer and throw it in the trash. But no, a lot of operating systems actually do come with a built-in encryption. Like, for example, Windows comes with you have BitLocker, you have Apple File Vault, and you know, then you have third-party different ones such as like Veracrypt, where you're able to encrypt full disk encryption, or even just Linux has encryption usually built in, so where you can do full disk encryption, which you can select during your install of the program if you want to do a full disk encryption with Linux. Windows, actually, even if you haven't encrypted, if you just go onto your computer and you can right-click right on the hard drive that you have mounted and said, turn on BitLocker, and you can encrypt that very easily right from Windows. And the big key about this is, here we have, right from this article on Wired, lockdown devices. If custom officials do take your devices, don't make their intrusion easy. Encrypt your hard drive with tools like BitLocker, TrueCrypt, which is discontinued. I don't know why they have that in there. Use Veracrypt instead. Or Apple's File Vault. And choose a strong passphrase on your phone. Preferably an iPhone, given the Apple's track record of foiling federal cracking. I do not agree with that statement. Do not use Apple products. But set a strong PIN and disable Siri from the lock screen by switching off access when locked under the Siri menu and settings. Remember also to turn your devices off before entering customs. Hard drive encryption tools only offer full protection when a computer is powered down. If you use Touch ID, your iPhone is the safest when turned off too, since it requires a PIN rather than a fingerprint when first booted. Resolving any ambiguity about whether border officials can compel you to unlock the device with a finger instead of a PIN. A real concern, given that green card holders are required to offer fingerprints with every border crossing.
You had mentioned something before we went to break, and I'm not sure if our listeners heard it. You're talking about when setting up a password, use 11 characters.
Yeah, and more than 11 characters. There was an article done right around the time where the government was trying to force Apple into helping them crack the encryption on that suspected terrorist guy out in, where was it, California? And yeah, there was an article that came out and was talking about password strength and, you know, how many characters make a really strong password. And a minimum of 11 characters was recommended in this article. They showed, because when it comes to a password, there's so many characters that you know, the password can get. And when you have people that are trying to hack into your devices, a lot of times they'll try and social engineer the password, which is usually the way that you can get in. But if they try to just, you know, run the data, what they can do is they can take the data from the device and run it through a program that guesses passwords and so brute force the attack. And what they found was that the 11 character password jump, just the jump from a 10 character password to an 11 character password, exponentially up the amount of difficulty it is for programs to brute force it because of the amount of characters, character combinations that are there. Just by adding one more number, it went from like something like it would take them like 3 years to figure out your password to something over like 20 or 30 years to figure out your password just by adding that one more character.
Nice. So you could like pick German words for your password.
A good thing to do, well, actually, I recommend personally a passphrase, not a password, because those are even harder for them to do. And a passphrase would be, it would be a lot more characters, but it would be just a bunch of words. Random words that might not mean anything together, not like a passage from a book or something like that, but just words, and maybe throw some numbers in there too. But a lot of times people think that like a ridiculous password, like really the most common password that people use is password. That's one of the funny things about it. If you look at what people's passwords are, a lot of people pick really bad passwords, and that's the key to any kind of privacy on there. But you know, when you have like a password, a lot of people look at, they'll have like, for example, let me just look at my keyboard real quick. They'll have like capital A, @ S, $, C, 7, H, you know, %, you know, something like that. And they'll think that's a really strong password. Be like, oh yeah, this is a really strong password because it's hard to remember. But actually, those kind of passwords are one of the easiest ones for them to brute force attacks. Because how it works is they go through, when they're trying to attack it, they're trying to hack into your stuff, they'll run it through a password list of just randomly, what they do is they randomly generate, a lot of times a password list is generated by just randomly generating combinations of letters and numbers. So that kind of password, while it may be harder for you to remember, for you to input, it's easier for a computer to do that because, you know, all they need to do is put a password list in, and that will be one of those in there. So a short password that's just a bunch of characters like that is not necessarily really strong against computer attacks. It might be strong against someone just sitting at your computer pecking away trying to guess it, but it's not going to be strong against actual hackers when they're trying to break in. Now a passphrase would be a lot harder for a computer to try and go in, because now it's going to have a lot bigger of a word list. Instead of just having to have so many characters of A through Z with the number signs and symbols of capitals and letters and having all different combinations of those in there of different lengths, which would be rather easy for a computer to generate, now they're going to have to go through the dictionaries of multiple different you know, languages, you know, use like you said, a German word, an English word, and you know, some Swahili or some Russian, you know. And put those all together, it'd be something easier for you to remember, too, is remembering these words. But it would be harder for, you know, the devices to be hacked by these agents when they get a hold of them.
Hmm. Well, that is news that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Teaching you how to do passwords properly.
Yeah. It's really amazing. I mean, there's, you know, somebody will set up their password as difficult password or something like that.
Yeah, someone will set up a really difficult to remember password, but then it'd be easier to be hacked. And I mean, you don't have to have like a really big passphrase for like your unlock, but for your encryption key, we're talking about your encryption key here. The stuff that you really don't want them to get through. You know, you don't have to set up a passphrase for everything. You can make, you know, your unlock code a lot easier than your passphrase for your encryption. Your encryption passphrase should be really, really strong, though. That's the key. And you only got to put that in when you're powering up your device You know, so it's not like you're going to have to type this big, long thing every time you want to do anything. But
my password is strong password.
So, well, at least it's not 000000.
Well, if I want to launch, it is. So, going back to a story that was taking place down in Oakland County, Michigan, down in the area where I used to live and you do live, not too far from you. Mm-hmm. There was a story about the Oakland County Sheriff's Department using the Stingray device. Ooh. And how much do you know about that?
I know a little bit about it.
My understanding.
The thing is that you really can't know much about it because it's all like proprietary software, mm-hmm. and like the agencies that get them even sign like non-disclosure agreements if they even have them.
And they refuse to go testify in front of the state legislature about it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want you. I mean, the only reason we even know Oakland County has one is because that information was leaked. Like when these agents get them, they're not telling their people. And that they do have, I forget what the application is. I used to have it installed on my phone, but I just got tired of it going off because I worked in Oakland County. And it was just draining my battery on my phone, giving me these alerts that a Stingray was listening in on my device. And I was like, well, I already know they are. I'm in Oakland County. And so I uninstalled it. I forget what the application was called, but there is actually an application that can detect when your signal's being intercepted by a Stingray device, because when it's intercepted by a Stingray device, it doesn't look like a normal tower. It does to your phone, and it connects to your phone as if it were a normal tower, but it doesn't have like the same kind of codes or whatever in it that, you know, so your device can actually kind of tell when it's being intercepted. And there is someone that wrote a program that actually gives you a little warning when it does. And it was really funny. Like, there was one place where no matter what was going on, I was always having this alarm go off on my phone. And that was at this Wendy's restaurant. No matter what. Every day I went to that Wendy's, I was getting an alert that my device was being intercepted. So I don't know if there's like a police station near there that I didn't know about that had one, or whether cops just like to sit there with these Stingray devices or something. But it was rather funny seeing that alarm go off with a Stingray device. But for the audience that might not know what a Stingray device is, a Stingray device is it's like a device that acts as a cell phone tower, which is actually, this is quite a common way of hacking that now is being deployed by government agents, where you'll trick a device into thinking it's something else, and it'll connect to that. For example, like if someone wanted to hack your stuff, what they could do is, it works very similar way. I know more about this than I do the Stingray device, because the Stingray device works the same way. But we'll have to get back to that during the next segment here. But what it does is it tricks your device into thinking it's connecting to a cell phone tower and routes all communication through it rather than directly to cell phone tower. So everything you post, all your calls recorded by the police with a Stingray.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
Back. Freedom Fiends. Redemption in the third act. So, James, we're going to go ahead and finish up with the story we've been talking about. How to secure your electronic devices from the goons.
All right. Well, here we go. We'll go back to the article a little bit. Keep passwords secret. This is the tricky part. American citizens can't be deported for refusing to give up an encryption or a social media password, says ACLU's Wessler. That means if you stand your ground and don't reveal your passwords or PINs, you may be detained and your devices confiscated, even sent off to a forensic facility. But you'll eventually get through with your privacy far more intact than if you divulge secrets. Quote, they can seize your device even for months while they try and break into it, says Wessler. But you're going to get home. Be warned, however, that denying custom officials access can, at the very least, lead to hours of uncertain detention in bleak, windowless CBP office. And for visa and even green card holders, the right to enter the U.S. is far less clear. If they truly want to come to America, they'll cooperate, says DHS Secretary Kelly. Told that to Congress last Tuesday. If not, you know, next in line. Quote, if the DHS does not adopt that hardline policy on privacy invasion, it could leave non-citizens without easy answers.
I think one of the, well, non-citizens are still going to get treated like Schumer because that's how the cops mm-hmm. are. So yep. It sounds like the one fellow that was talked about in the article early on that travels to China and Russia. It sounds like the smartest thing that you can do is not take anything, any sense of information with you. Not take anything more than what you need, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take anything more than what you need. Like in the last article from the New York Times, where the guy from CARE said to get like a burner phone to travel with, to just, you know, just a new phone. Just pop your SIM in a new phone when you're traveling. That way you don't need to worry about this kind of stuff with your private information so that you're not giving up your access to your pictures and that kind of stuff. Just, you know, a cheap phone that you, so you can still make contacts. I mean, if you're traveling overseas, I mean, you really don't need your whole life with you there, you know, you're not going to need all that kind of stuff really with you. You're not going to need your work stuff. And that's one thing that a lot of things that was funny about the one article was that it was talking about there was a NASA issued phone that they had, you know, seized from someone to try and see what was on this NASA phone. Like, are you kidding me? What does Border Patrol need to know what NASA's up to? You know, I have on my phone, I have work stuff that, you know, is not supposed to be, you know, given out to people. It's proprietary information from my work that I can't just give out to people. And this is what the government is trying to get access to my work's proprietary information? No. So if I travel out of the country, I'm definitely not bringing my cell phone with me.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about you, Lou.
if you're not doing anything wrong, then why are they spying on you?
Well, the real question is, why are they so paranoid about what we're doing if they're not doing anything wrong?
If you're not doing anything wrong, why aren't you doing something wrong?
The thing is that it really doesn't matter. A lot of people say that if you have nothing to hide, you don't have anything to worry about. But that's not really true at all. I mean, they can make anything out of anything and try and say that you have something. Now, this is, you know, just things that are completely unrelated. They can twist to make related in order to try and say you are doing something wrong. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is.
I can't remember if it was Lenin or Stalin that said it, but the phrase was, you show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. What they can do that. I mean, they can make a crime out of anything. There's so many crimes in the books that you might not even know about.
Exactly.
For example, they might get on your phone and see you were shopping on Amazon and then look that you didn't pay your taxes for your Amazon purchases. And guess what? Now you're going to jail for tax evasion.
So you could just pop the SIM out of one SIM card out of one phone and put it in the other.
That's all you got to do.
No apps or anything like that. Just
yeah.
So if you have to travel, take a burner.
Take a burner. Pop your SIM card out. That's probably the easiest way to keep your stuff safe.
And it might also help to learn how to do a factory reset on the fly.
Mm-hmm. That might be a good idea, too.
So, all right, thanks for coming on tonight, James. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Good to show.
And for everybody listening, thank you very much for your time. For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com.